Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Single, Dating, Engaged. Married Navigating Life and Love in the Modern Age by Pastor Ben Stewart is a Christian relationships book that offers a stage-by-stage framework for navigating romantic life with biblical clarity, rather than treating singleness as a problem to solve or marriage as the only meaningful destination. Stewart argues that each season has a God-given purpose and should be approached with intention. The book addresses modern pressures that shape relationships, including loneliness in a hyper-connected culture and confusion about what dating is for. Organized around four relational seasons, it blends scriptural principles with pastoral, practical guidance aimed especially at young adults in church communities. Across the stages, the core emphasis remains consistent identity and direction are rooted first in relationship with God, and that foundation shapes how a person dates, commits, prepares, and loves over the long haul. The revised edition is also known for adding guidance on ending dating relationships with respect and integrity. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, singleness as purposeful formation, not a waiting room. A central contribution of the book is its insistence that singleness is not merely the absence of marriage, but a meaningful season with unique opportunities for devotion, service, and personal maturity. And Stewart pushes against the assumption that life begins only after finding a spouse, encouraging readers to view their current season as an assignment rather than a delay. In his framework, spiritual direction comes before relational connection, because a life anchored in God is less likely to treat romance as rescue or validation. This posture also reframes loneliness and desire. They are real experiences, but they do not have to define identity or dictate choices. Singleness becomes a time to deepen character, expand community, practice faithfulness, and invest in what matters beyond status. The goal is not self-improvement for its own sake or a strategy to earn a relationship, but readiness to love well in any future season. By dignifying singleness, the book offers an alternative to both despair and frantic striving, and it equips readers to live with purpose regardless of whether their relationship status changes soon or not. Secondly, dating with intentionality, clarity, and holiness, Stewart treats dating as a definable season with a purpose rather than an endless gray zone. In his approach, dating is for evaluation and for blessing, meaning a couple should be honest about what they are doing and should treat each other with care, not as a product to consume or an experience to sample. The book challenges common dating habits that create confusion, such as vague commitment, emotional games, and using another person to meet needs that ultimately belong to God. A key theme is that spiritual health shapes relational health. Fear, pride, and lust distort judgment and harm trust, while humility and integrity create stability. Stewart also addresses purity as more than rule-keeping, presenting it as a way to protect the other person and to honor God in motives and behavior. Dating becomes a context to practice communication, boundaries, and wise discernment, not a stage where people drift until something forces a decision. The emphasis on clarity is practical, say what you mean, move with purpose, and refuse to build intimacy that your level of commitment cannot responsibly support. Thirdly, engagement is merger preparation, not just wedding planning. In the book's four-season map, engagement is not merely a countdown to a ceremony, but a distinct period meant for preparation and integration. Stewart presents engagement as the stage where a couple begins to merge lives and anticipate the realities of covenant commitment, including the joining of families, habits, finances, and expectations. This framing pushes couples to focus less on event logistics and more on building the relational and spiritual architecture that will support marriage. Engagement, in this view, is a time to develop shared convictions, clarify roles and rhythms, and address potential friction points before they become entrenched patterns. The book encourages engaged couples to pursue wise counsel and community support, reflecting a broader Christian conviction that marriage is not a private project, but a commitment lived within a faith community. While the book does not position engagement as a guarantee against difficulty, it does treat preparation as stewardship. By seeing engagement as intentional formation rather than a romantic holding pattern, readers are invited to approach the season with sober joy, practical planning, and a commitment to honesty and unity. Fourthly, marriage as covenant mission that reflects Christ-like love. Stewart describes marriage not as the finish line of romantic desire, but as a lifelong mission. In Christian terms, marriage is meant to reflect the love of Christ for the church, which places weight on sacrificial commitment, forgiveness, and perseverance rather than on constant emotional intensity. This helps reorient expectations. Marriage is not primarily about being completed by another person, but about joining together to love God and serve others with a shared purpose. The book pushes against a consumer mindset in which a spouse is evaluated mainly by personal fulfillment, and instead highlights the stability that comes from covenant. That covenant foundation allows couples to endure ordinary pressures, conflict, and seasons of change without interpreting difficulty as automatic failure. Stuart also connects marriage back to the earlier seasons. The habits formed in singleness and dating can either support or sabotage married life. By framing marriage as mission, the book places spiritual maturity at the center of relational health and encourages readers to pursue love as an active, chosen posture. The result is a vision of marriage that is both demanding and hopeful, grounded in grace rather than performance. Lastly, ending relationships with integrity and respect. A distinctive element often associated with the revised edition is its attention to how to end dating relationships well. Many relationship resources emphasize how to start and how to commit, but leave people unprepared for the reality that some dating relationships should end. Stuart treats breakups as moments that test character, honesty, and care for the other person. The book emphasizes avoiding manipulation, spiritual-sounding excuses that conceal cowardice, or prolonged ambiguity that increases pain. A healthy ending in this framework involves clarity, kindness, and responsibility for one's own decision without shifting blame onto God in a way that cannot be verified. This guidance aligns with the book's broader insistence that believers do not need to play games and should not treat someone else as disposable. Even when a relationship is not right, the other person should still be honored as a neighbor to love. The aim is not to make breakups painless, but to prevent needless harm through avoidance, deception, or emotional withdrawal. By addressing endings directly, the book provides practical discipleship for a common modern experience that many people navigate without guidance. In conclusion, while this book is best suited for Christians who are single, dating, engaged, or married and want a biblically rooted, practical framework for navigating relationships in a modern context, it can also serve pastors, small group leaders, and mentors who need a shared vocabulary for discipleship conversations about romance, commitment, and sexual integrity. Readers benefit most when they approach it as a formation guide, not a set of dating tricks. It repeatedly returns to the idea that a person's relationship with God provides the stability needed to love others well. Practically, the book helps readers name the purpose of each season, make decisions with clearer intention, and resist cultural scripts that turn romance into identity. Intellectually, it offers a coherent model that connects theology to everyday relational choices, especially around clarity, purity, commitment, and community. What helps it stand out among Christian dating books is its simple but comprehensive four-season structure and its refusal to idolize any stage. By dignifying singleness, defining dating, taking engagement seriously, and presenting marriage as mission, it avoids treating marriage as the only meaningful outcome. The added attention to ending relationships with integrity also fills a common gap in faith-based relationship guidance. If you would like to support Ben Stuart, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.